it's recognizing, like you said, right, that you're not alone in the struggles. Since you published it and started talking about it, have you got some feedback from others who've been experiencing similar traumas or traumas in general? And what is the feedback?
There has been a few that have reached out and just said that the book, you know, kind of helped them. Obviously, family members of mine, not realizing some of these events that unfolded, was the first time that they had read about it in detail. And then there was just a lot of connection for even those who had never really experienced any major trauma or have deployed or fought in a war. But it really was a good connection because they said it was just very straightforward and raw, to the point. It didn't stray from it. A lot have actually said they wish the book was longer. It's kind of a short book, but I just didn't want people to sit on it forever. I just wanted to get straight to the point. And so I think that kind of connected or bridged that gap between combat vets and non-combat vets, the veteran community and the civilian community. And I mean, that's kind of what the whole purpose of it was.